The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
To so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room and all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we begun together, we went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over. We've just started.
Far from being over. But what does that mean? That was President Trump last Sunday, seems like weeks ago, at CPAC in his first speech since leaving the White House. But what is the way forward? What do we need now? Well, here's my answer. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist of President Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. A transition of power should be smooth. The transition from the 45th president of the United States to the 46th was one of the most dramatic in modern times, and not in a good way. From the multitudinous questions over the last election's probity to the 3.2-mile-long, 12-foot-high, razor-wire-tipped, fortified barricade that today splits Washington, D.C. like a new Berlin Wall, modern America has never seen anything like this, including the first attempt ever to twice impeach and try a now former president in the Senate. The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed. As a famous writer once wrote, if you intend to kill the king, you better kill the king. But they failed. Nothing demonstrates their failure more than the triumphant return of President Trump to the public stage at CPAC last week, the greatest convocation of American conservatives. For a man who was deemed politically dead and buried after his supporters and others breached congressional security, he is very, very much alive and back on the warpath, the political warpath. Calm down, Media Matters. Not only did President Trump look vigorous and refreshed, he hit all the important substantive points, from the insanity and injustice of Biden's transgender edicts to our nation's children held hostage by the teachers' unions. He made the collective cranium of the mainstream legacy fake news media explode with his talk of what America needs now and who should run for president in 2020. I wonder who that will be. I wonder who that will be, he said. But MAGA and America First was never just about one man. It was a populist movement about the forgotten men and women of America. Men and women betrayed by a political establishment, convinced that its members are above ideas of representative and accountable governance, an elite beholden to simply itself. The real question now, at the beginning of 2021, is how the Make America Great Again movement is doing in the face of a left that holds all the levers of official power. Well, there are some very positive signs that despite not having our man in the Oval Office, MAGA is very much alive and well. Of course, this includes the double acquittal of President Trump, but it also refers to the arrival of a new band of Trumpian citizen politicians on the national stage, such as Lauren Boebert, to local victories and establishment upsets like Mark Robinson, who leveraged his anonymous yet viral video defense of the Second Amendment at a local council meeting before becoming the first black lieutenant governor of North Carolina. MAGA 2.0 also includes obvious events, such as President Trump establishing his new office of the former president. By the way, note, this is not his presidential library. This is his office of the former and potentially future president. As well as endorsing his first political candidate, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But there are less obvious signs as well. Here, we have to include the GameStop and subreddit revolution against Wall Street bullies and the outpouring of support for Gina Carano, the actress, after she was fired by Disney for speaking the truth about the left's radicalism and the negative online consequences for Disney. The new phase of MAGA must also include developments on the left that demonstrate that the grip of the radicals and the totalitarians is loosening. They're losing control. A year ago, it would have been simply impossible to believe that a move to recall Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, from his post as governor of California would actually be a reality. Or that Andrew COVID hero Cuomo would be crashing with his own hashtag Me Too scandal. I wonder, will the Emmy help him? And most satisfying of all, the worst of the worst, the Never Trumpers are in big, big trouble, with one of their founders found to have been sexually inappropriate with young men and underage boys. The erstwhile Republicans who have lectured Donald Trump and Trump supporters about how morally superior they are all either disgraced, unemployed, or both. With their website, I found this especially delicious, with the website for the Lincoln Project going dark during the president's CPAC speech. So, Donald Trump is back. In fact, did he ever leave? And more like Donald Trump are appearing every day. And his enemies are not doing as well as they would wish. But it's not enough. The Republican swamp is still very, very much full of swamp creatures. It was a key moment of the CPAC speech when President Trump named and shamed the worst of them, from Mitt Romney to Liz Cheney. The question now is, can we find and then support enough MAGA candidates to make the fake conservatives irrelevant? That will only happen if there is an organization that has exactly that mission. And not just another pack or super pack to collect donations and pay quote-unquote campaign experts and campaign managers. We, the MAGA machine, just like the left, has its own machine. And we need that machine now. And our machine will be very different. It won't be predicated on establishing a network, an insidious network of think tanks, journalists, experts, bureaucrats, former bureaucrats that are nested together to maintain or to obtain power. Its mission will be to serve the American people, to found those candidates who are best able to promote an agenda of America First and making America great again, and to help them win elections and defeat the radicals. We need it, and we need it now. Time to build the MAGA machine. Next, we'll meet one of those new Trumpian politicians from the free state of Florida, Congressman Byron Donalds.
Washington is accustomed to doing fake things that don't matter. What the media will never tell you is, last year, $4.1 trillion was appropriated to battle not only coronavirus, but to get our economy back on track. $1 trillion of that money still has not been spent. And in this bill that we're about to vote on in a couple of hours, only $500 billion goes towards either COVID-19 or money to help the American people. That's it.
Cloning is bad, isn't it? As a Catholic, I am against cloning. But if it were ethically permissible, I'd like to clone people like that man, Congressman Byron Donalds. I saw that video online, a man speaking the truth in the classic anti-swamp fashion. I think that's why somebody called Donald Trump, my old boss, called him a rising star and a phenomenal congressman. Congressman Byron Donalds, welcome to America First.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I've been studying you ever since I saw that video. I've looked at your track record in Florida. Now you're representing the 19th district. But I look at what you did locally. I look at what you did as a representative in the House in Florida. And it was education. It was pre-K. It was focusing on elder the affairs of the elder population, criminal justice. This would seem to mean that you today would be perfectly positioned to help us navigate our way out of the coronavirus. You beat a 9-person primary to become the representative for your district, and now you're in the swamp. Will you share with us your experience so far battling the swamp creatures?
Listen, Washington is crazy. The last 2 months have been one of the most insane things I've ever seen. Washington is just brutally inefficient. There are so many people that don't know what they're doing. But the biggest thing overall is they focus on political science. I know they're always telling us to follow the science, that the science is to guide us, but that's not true. What guides them is political science. What guides them is maintaining power. And that's why the bill that I was talking about contains more payoffs, more pork, more things for blue state governors, giving Planned Parenthood the ability to access PPP loans. There's more of that in the $2 trillion pork bill than there actually is in stuff for the American people.
So talk to us about the experience that we've seen in the last 10 months. You've come from a state house. The president, the 45th president, just spoke from Florida at an event that seemed to function. People weren't dying by masses. The shops are open. The restaurants are open. As a person who's here now in the Capitol, when you look at the differences between Texas and Florida, what is your recommendation? If we're not going to deny the science, if we're not going to follow the political science, what must America do now, according to Congressman Byron Donalds?
We got to use common sense, man. I mean, look, everybody knows how to deal with coronavirus at this point. First of all, if you've already had it, you have antibodies, you're good to go. If you get vaccinated, the vaccine gives you the antibodies, you're good to go. If you still haven't had it, you're not going to get vaccinated, and you're really concerned about your health, you know, wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, you know, wash your hands consistently all the time. But other than that, people just need to get back to their lives. You know, in Florida, our kids have been back in school since August, and we gave parents the flexibility, not teachers or the teachers union. We told parents you can either send your kid to school or you can keep them at home and distance learn. That choice is up to you. When it comes to businesses, we've been opening up our businesses consistently since last June. And we just gave business owners the information so they can manage the pandemic, take care of themselves, their employees, and their customers. A lot of it's just common sense and doing the things that smart people will do if you just trust them, as opposed to just having these top-down authoritative policies where the only people who get to actually live their lives are the people who actually make the policies, like Gavin Newsom or Nancy Pelosi.
Right. I'm so glad you brought that up. Follow this man at donalds.house.gov. His official site is Rep Donalds Press on Twitter. We have found out as we were preparing for the show, not only did the president call Texas Neanderthals for ending the mask mandate, which doesn't mean you can't wear a mask. It just means you don't have to wear a mask. Today we have the news as we're prepping for the show, Congressman, that in response to that, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gruesom Newsom of California, has said, it's wrong what Texas is doing. Everybody in California should be wearing two masks, Congressman.
Gavin Newsom's an idiot. Nobody should even listen to him. That's number one. Number two, and probably Gavin Newsom's been vaccinated, too. Let's be clear. And his citizens need to know this. And Joe Biden, he got the vaccine back in late December, early January, before he got inaugurated. You know, I guess he found those vaccines he couldn't find. He found some for himself. But he's been vaccinated. I want to tell this to the people. If you've been vaccinated, you can go back to your life. That is the purpose of vaccines. What the White House is trying to tell people is, like, we know you got vaccinated, but still wear your mask. That's ridiculous. It defeats the whole purpose. Why would I stick something in my arm that they say is going to help me? They beg me to get it. But then when I get it, they say I still got a mask up. Gavin Newsom's run his state into the ground. This is why when people find him at these five-star restaurants behind closed doors with no mask on, hanging out with his friends, people are getting upset in California because he's an idiot. Don't listen to Gavin Newsom. He doesn't know what he's doing.
You are a breath of fresh air. I hope we find more people like you to run for local as well as national office. I have to ask you this last question because you seem to be in the mold of Make America Great Again, America First, common sense, you know, just like Donald Trump. He was a businessman, saw a problem, wanted to fix it. How are you, let me put this diplomatically, how are you relating to the establishment GOP? How much of a fight have we got on our hands to make them really America First, Congressman?
Well, I think, you know, look, I think what they're starting to look at and trying to figure out is how do they get the party back to where it used to be? The truth of the matter, it's not going back, and it's not really about what the establishment thinks, and it's not even what, you know, Tea Party conservatives think, and that's how I came into politics. I'm a Tea Party guy. It's not what if you're an America First conservative. It's not even a matter of what you think. It's what the people want. Republican voters are tired of the old ways of the Republican Party, where they go to D.C., they make nice speeches, everybody's their friend, but they lose in negotiations, and they lose at the ballot box. They would prefer Republicans to just be consistent, stand strong for the things they believe in, don't take the crap from the media because the media is not on our side, and just plainly speak the truth. And I think those are the type of Republicans we're going to continue to see going forward. And, you know, to, you know, some of my friends in the establishment wing of the party, I would tell them that the voters, that's where they are. That's where the future of our party is. And it's not about just throwing red meat or making fun of your opponents. It's not even about that. It's about being consistent. It's about using common sense. And it's about not being afraid of conservative principles and definitely not being afraid of the media and the Democrats.
The last thing is so incredibly important. They want to intimidate. They want to cancel. Follow him, ByronDonalds.com. Stay on the line, Congressman. I have a question for you. And his regular Twitter is at Byron Donalds. That's B-Y-R-O-N, Byron Donalds. Be like more like this man. Pick up the baton, run for local office, make a difference, and let's get some common sense into American politics. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former Deputy Assistant to President Donald J. Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's funny how things can change, isn't it? Especially when it comes to geopolitics. Let's listen for a moment to the 46th president. Oh my gosh, that sounds weird. I just can't get used to it. The 46th president of the United States recently talking about the largest communist dictatorship in the world today. Play cuts.
Last night, I was on the phone for 2 straight hours with Xi Jinping. And you all know as well as I do, these folks, and it was good conversation. I know him well. We spent a lot of time together over the years I was vice president. We don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch.
If we don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch. The same individual during the campaign that propelled him to the White House had the following to say about that very same country. Play cuts.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east. I mean, in the west, they can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
Incredible. Mountains in the east or is it the west? Those mountains, they're tricky. They can just come up at you at any moment. Maybe there's somebody who can explain that turnaround. The man I go to for geopolitical analysis on the Chinese threat is, of course, our good friend David Goldman, the author of You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. David, what happened? Was President Biden mugged by reality?
None of these terrible things would be happening if Joe Biden were still alive.
behave.
The U.S. establishment, which for years fostered China and promoted the idea of Chimerica, which is we do the software with very high returns and the Chinese sell us cheap hardware and we provide bread and circuses and entertainment to a submissive population. The same establishment is now in a panic because if China owns the next generation of super monopolies in the technology sphere, the next Microsofts and Facebooks and Googles, they're going to be poor and the Chinese are going to be rich. And they don't like that. So when Biden says the Chinese will eat our lunch unless we do something about it, the complacent and myopic U.S. establishment has woke it up and said, gee, you know, maybe we really did let this dragon egg hatch in our own nest and it might eat us alive. So, yes, there is significant awareness in the Biden camp that there's a risk, which is why you suddenly hear about all kinds of proposals to boost American technology and research and development.
And if you were in the room, if you were whispering in the ear of the commander-in-chief, what on earth do you have a two-hour, some people say two-and-a-half-hour-long discussion with the dictator Xi Jinping?
Well, I don't know what they discussed, and it's certainly a legitimate thing for leaders to talk to each other. But my problem with Biden is not that he talks to Xi Jinping. My problem with Biden is that he wants to throw $1.9 trillion of helicopter money into the U.S. economy, which is all very nice. I mean, all of us like to get checks in the mail, while dribbling out with an eyedropper tiny amounts of money for the kind of things which will reestablish American productivity. So although some of the right noises are coming out of the Biden camp about investing in semiconductors and artificial intelligence and other things that the Chinese are trying to command, I have very little confidence that this administration will bring this to the goal.
His name is David Goldman. He is the Spengler columnist for the Asia Times and our friends at PJ Media. Follow him at David P. Goldman on Twitter. And if you want to know the extent of the threat that is posed by communist China, you must read You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios, live streaming on YouTube, available 24 hours a day at SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka. And of course, wherever you get your podcasts, Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I've lived it now for more than 2 years. I had a low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years after I did that. That's the story for tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. These are her words. I am a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. See more incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and then make the decision that you know is right. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether Relief Factor works for you like it works for Alicia, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That number, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Do it today.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
There's this peculiar phenomenon. I know you felt it. When there's somebody you see on the TV, you hear on the radio, and after a while you just think, that guy's a great guy. That gal's a great gal. And they're a friend of mine. I know you feel that for Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, who is a great American, a great patriot, who's done so much for the cause of making America great again. But now, they are trying to destroy this good man. 25 companies are boycotting his products from the MyPillow line. 25 American companies. They want to cancel this man and the incredible, incredible products that he produces simply because he's a conservative and a patriot. Will you support him? Please send a message to the cancel culture leftists. Go straight to his website. Go to MyPillow.com and order any one of his more than 100 U.S.-made products. They're all superb. Please go today. Call 800-829-8468. Mike will give you more than 60% off if you use my name because you're going straight to his site. Send the left a message. Do it today. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with the author of the superlative work, You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sino-Form the World, David Goldman. We have these reports of the $1.9 trillion pork-laden COVID quote-unquote relief package, 91% of which has nothing to do with the coronavirus. We have more than $1 trillion unspent from the last package. If you had, say, a paltry half a trillion to play with, you said there are things we should be investing with when it comes to defeating China's attempt to become the world hegemon. What are those things America should be investing in now, David?
Well, to start with, we only produce about 10% of the world's semiconductors. We used to produce 100% of them. We invented this stuff. The Chinese are spending $100 billion a year to create the world's top semiconductor industry. Coming from zero, it'll take them a while to get there, but they've got a lot of smart people and they work hard. Artificial intelligence, drone swarms. Eric Schmidt, the former chairman of Google, just released a 750-page report detailing how China is investing massively in civilian and military applications of artificial intelligence, which will transform many industries, as well as war fighting, and we're behind the curve and in danger of becoming second rate. The bottom line of all of this, Sebastian, is that if we don't invest in things that make us more productive and stronger, and we just throw money around like we're running up our credit cards, we'll go bankrupt. The Chinese press is already saying the United States can't finance massive deficits forever. They're going to go bust. And you might say China's plan is to sit around and wait for the Biden administration to bankrupt us.
Well, time has a different quality in that part of the world. It's not about today, next week, or the next quarter. They do think in centuries, which makes strategy much easier if you have the long-term perspective. I want everybody to read your book, David, to read your Spengler column at Asia Times and at PJ Media.
Well, thank you.
But please, help us right now identify. Where is, I'm just curious, as a sinologist who's followed these issues for years, where is the greatest culpability for how we as Americans have helped the rise of the world's largest dictatorship? Was it really DC? Was it Kissinger? Was it Nixon opening the door? Or was it just myopic board members of corporations saying, yes, we'll invest in a communist country, it doesn't matter? Is there a locus of responsibility for this decision?
Yes, and it's big tech. Big tech made the decision in the early 2000s to shut down manufacturing. It was under the George W. Bush administration that we lost 10 million American manufacturing jobs, biggest decline in our history. And all of that went to China because big tech thought it's easier for us to make software and let the Asians do the dirty work, particularly because their government subsidized the hardware, and that cheap hardware makes it easier for us to sell software. That's what made the Apples and the Googles and the Microsofts the most valuable companies in the world. That's trillions of dollars of payoff for the shareholders of big tech at the expense of American workers and America's standing in the world.
Is there any indication, as somebody who travels to meet these companies, even the representatives of the Chinese ones, is there any indication that big tech is waking up to the possibility that this may not be the best way to proceed in the future?
Well, Eric Schmidt, who is the head of Google, as I said, chaired a group that wrote a pretty good report on the threat of artificial intelligence. So, yes, you see some wake up, but not from Bill Gates, unfortunately. But what we're going to need is a massive commitment to reorder our tax system and spending priorities to get manufacturing back. President Trump said it. He was right. He didn't have the support from Congress to do the things that would get us on that track. And I very much doubt Biden will. But that's what we require.
Is it enough for D.C. to understand that and communicate it? Or isn't there a general educational effort needed to tell all Americans what is required?
Well, every local school district has to be part of this. Part of our problem is only 5% of our kids study engineering, as opposed to a third of all students in China and Russia. So Russia, with less than half our population, produces more engineers than we do. China, 6 times as many engineers as we do. And a lot of them are good because they're taught by Chinese educated at American universities.
Yeah.
As long as we turn over engineering departments to the diversity administrators and teach kids that, you know, Harry should become Sally as opposed to learning math, or teach them that math is racist because it has a unique solution, we're not going to get where we need to be.
Yeah. 2 + 2 = 4 means you're a racist. In sheer insanity, 30% of their students are studying engineering, 5% in our country. That leads to tangible consequences for all Americans. God bless you, David, for educating us. He is David P. Goldman on Twitter, and the book is You Will Be Assimilated, China's Plan to Sinoform the World. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Leo from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Leo? Of course you do. Find out today. It's so very, very easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Potential liberation from your pain. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
He's trying to cheer me up because it's Friday. We love the music. Picks on Friday from the professor. But that was heavy. That was a serious interview. Think of the numbers. 10 billion manufacturing jobs. Jobs like making that Trans Am with the Firebird on the bonnet. You know what I mean, guys. If you're not listening on YouTube, that was Smokey and the Bandit. A tune to make you smile. Always makes me smile. But that was a conscious decision. We didn't go to war. We didn't have the factories bombed into rubble. We decided. You heard David. Big Tech said, we don't need to make this stuff. We'll just, you know, we'll make this, the designs for this, the snazzy iPhone cases, how they look, the interactivity, the user interface, the software. The rest can be done by China. Why? Oh, because China subsidizes their manufacturers. They don't have to pay market prices. They can underbid anybody. And what happens? Exactly what you heard in our hour-long interview with the great J.D. Vance earlier this week, the author of The Hillbilly Elegy. If you haven't seen that interview, watch it today. Watch it tonight. Go to our YouTube channel. Go to our Rumble channel. Download it from our podcast. Listen to the audio. A man who grew up in one of those families that was destroyed by the decisions of the quote-unquote elite, who said, we don't need to make stuff in America. That's so pedestrian. That's so plebeian. We can just be white-collar workers. We can just be investors, hedge fund managers. Whilst China grows and grows and grows. And here we are today with our schools closed, our borders open, and China rising. It's time for some leadership. It's time for all Americans to educate themselves and to get involved. If you have a choice between a product made here or anywhere else that isn't a flipping communist dictatorship and one made in China, what do you think the right thing to do is? Not just from the point of view of America First and our interests. How about the moral point of view? They use slave labor. They have labor camps. Isn't it time we all took a stand and behaved accordingly? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Educate yourself. Read Hillbilly Elegy. Read chapter 6 of my book, The War for America's Soul. And read David Goldman's You Will Be Assimilated. But start easy. Just ease in with the video from J.D. Vance. And let's close with the words of my old boss, the 45th and maybe the 47th president of the United States.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.